If you were Chancellor of the Exchequer for a day, what kind of budget would you deliver for local economic development and placemaking?
And as the UK government's next financial statement approaches, what suggestions should this podcast put to the Treasury if we could influence what is announced on March the 6th? I'm David Marlowe.
And I'm Mike Spicer. You're listening to LED Confidential, the podcast that lifts the lid on those intractable, enduring challenges facing those of us working in and on LED and placemaking today. And a very warm welcome to the third LEDC Espresso Shot of February, our short, sharp, single-issue episodes on a key topic that has really captured our attention in the last month.
Well, look, Mike, I don't know what you're going to feel about this, but as we wend our way through February, we are inevitably assailed by various pre-budget lobbying campaigns, lots of government leaks to sort of test the waters of ideas that they are considering. And I always remember when I was in line roles, and I know this still continues to this day, our colleagues in regions, cities, and their place can be spending hours trying to get all their ducks in a row so an announcement can be made about them in the budget, often with no real sense of whether they will get it over the line or not. So what would be your one or two bold, simple, and deliverable ideas for LED Confidential to put to the Treasury?
It's not an easy one to answer, is it? Because I think something that we've learned, certainly I've learned from all the research that we do ahead of episodes and chatting to guests on the show, is that the challenges we face as a sector is much about bottlenecks and misaligned incentives in policy and spending channels as they are about resources. The budget's primarily about resources. And yes, they sometimes are used as PR opportunities for devolution deals. And we've seen that most recently in the spending review. So no financial statement these days is complete without something like that. But it is primarily about resources. So given what we know about the challenges in the sector, I don't think there's a magic wand that you could wave at budget that would increase the impact of public spending on LED. Having said all of that, though, if I were to pick one or two key things that could make a difference, here's what mine would be. I think, firstly, we've got to address some of the bottlenecks in the planning system. And there's no easy way of doing that. But I think some kind of long-term fund for expanding planning capacity across local government in England would be something I would want to see. It would need to be big enough to support planning authorities meet their service targets, which many currently don't, around processing of applications. And it would need to be able to cope with a significant increase in applications if, as currently is the aspiration, housing numbers increase significantly over the medium term. So there's going to need to be a big increase in planning capacity. So what sort of thing would this fund cover? It would cover building a pipeline of trained planners, currently in short supply, overhauling processes. On this show, we've said before, haven't we, David, that we would want to see more technology brought to bear on planning, particularly in the way that non-planning consents are used in the system. So having an environmental register, for example, that you can refer to rather than having to commission studies anew every time, things of that nature. And in the short to medium term, I guess, resourcing can be used to bring private sector capacity for processing applications while in-house capacity is being built up internally. So that would be, I guess, my major one. And if I got a second bite at the cherry, I'd like to increase the size of the UK Shared Prosperity Fund in its third year up to broadly what it would have been if we'd still been in the EU with European Structural Investment Fund. So it would need to be about a third bigger, I think, than it currently is budgeted for to be kind of similar in size to what it was or what it would have been under ESIF. So I would increase the size of that. We know that the smaller than anticipated size of UK SPF has led to a lot of services and programs closing, particularly in business support and enterprise promotion, which concerns me a bit. So I'd like to see that increased in size as well. So that's my two pence worth. How about you, David? What would you do if you had a magic wand?
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to compete with that. I would maybe take issue with you on the UK SPF, because surely one of the major themes of LED Confidential throughout our history has been actually to get away from these multiple funds and fund, you know, massive funding simplification. But leave that, that might be something we'll come back to on another occasion.
I don't see them as competing necessarily, but I mean, you can have both, surely, David. You can have resourcing
in the interim
by allocation. Yeah,
in the interim until we adopt the two that I'm going to come up with. No, okay. That's not true. Actually, they're slightly different. So, I do have one major one which I was always going to say, and then another one that I would suggest. So, the major one is, as you remember, our first ever espresso shot earlier this month was about the Public Works Loan Board. And I think I said at the time that, you know, on the day we recorded, the DLUC Select Committee had said that local government needs 4 billion quid to get through the next year. And I think my single thing that I would do, so as you say, PWLB has an outstanding portfolio of about 100 billion pounds. My research suggests that the average interest rate across that portfolio is now about 4%. So, what a coincidence. Actually, a one-year interest rate holiday, and that's just interest rate, by the way, on PWLB might be approaching 4 billion pounds. So my one measure would be that any local authority can apply to the Debt Management Office for a one-year interest holiday on their PWLB outstanding loans. So it's up to them if they want it. And alongside that, to really get to grips with the local authority financial conundrum, I would like to see the announcement of a Royal Commission, actually bottom up, so actually convened and secretariated by the local and combined authority sector, certainly in England, and with whatever arrangements we have for the devolved administrations, a Royal Commission to try and put local government finance, or at least capital investment, on a solid footing for the rest of the decade and beyond. That would be my single one. A very quick second, as you took the liberty of coming up with two. I think we also did discuss this in an earlier episode. So as you know, the National Infrastructure Commission's guidance on infrastructure investment programs is that they should be within the range of 1.1% to 1.3% of GVA. And that's the statutory the guidance range against which they have to make their infrastructure proposals. As you know, notwithstanding the supposedly wonderful sums that government puts into Devo deal investment pots for infrastructure investment, by and large, they're not much more than 0.1 or 0.2% of GVA. So my second innovation would be that henceforth, all devolution deals should have an agreed infrastructure investment program within the NIC's infrastructure investment range, i.e. 1.1% to 1.3%. In the case of where I live, Greater Lincolnshire, which is currently supposedly negotiating a Devo deal, whose investment pot amounts to 0.1% of GVA, it would be 10 times higher. And I think that would be worth doing. So there you have it. We, between us, have come up with three or four ideas for the Treasury. Tell us, listeners, what your ideas would be. Well, A, what you think of our ideas, and B, what you would be putting into the mix. And we'd love to hear what you think of the espresso shot format for receiving your monthly or weekly, in this case, current affairs news from LED Confidential. Please get back to us on www.ledconfidential.co.uk or through any of the other normal channels. We look forward to hearing from you soon.